Live from Long Island at the Camp Half-Blood Amphitheater comes the 2024 Return to Camp Half-Blood Percy Jackson Awards. Presenting your hosts, Bryn Stallman, Neve Sherlock, and Ava Peary.
Welcome to the very first Return to Camp Half-Blood Percy Jackson Awards in celebration of our 200 episodes!
That's crazy.
How does 200 feel, Ava and Neve?
Solidly not real. I'm aware of the fact that we've been doing this podcast for over 3 years. Almost four, but there's still a part of me that's like, if you asked me how many episodes we've done, I would give you a solid 70. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, not too low, but, like, not this. It's really, really cool. That's actually, talking to people in having, like, moved here and, like, having people discover it, you know, through, like, following me on Instagram or something. I always feel this instinctive thing to be like, yeah, it's just a little thing we do. And everyone's like, no, that's so cool. And I'm like, yeah, actually it is. So true, girl. It's become such a lovely part of my weekly routine. It's such a fun way to stay connected and such a fun way to not meet all of you guys, because that's parasocial, but like have this little community that we have here. It's so amazing. So 200 is very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. 200 is crazy that we've been doing this for 4 years.
Yeah.
About we're almost in July, we'll be done with Trials of Apollo. And
my God.
That's what? 15 books?
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
I thought I did the math too quick in my head. And then I second guessed myself. But I was right. 15 books, like 15 movies in there, a couple special episodes. We talked about the TV show.
Yep.
And now we're here trying to celebrate it all. And extra specially, we have a ton of guests for you this evening. We have everyone who's ever been on this podcast, not completely, but we have a lot of our previous guests. We have people who've never been on the podcast but have other Percy Jackson podcasts. We wanted to make this as much of a celebration of the Percy Jackson podcast community, but also fan community. We got all of our nominations from the League of Riordanverse Podcasters. Mm-hmm. And you, the listeners, the Percy Jackson community, voted. And all of the winners tonight are completely based on what you guys think, what you guys like, and we're just all here to celebrate that together. And I think that's really special.
So thanks for participating. We got so much more of a response than we like ever could have imagined.
We had over 600 submissions for votes. So that was really special. And thank you guys for all that and for being a part of this. Mm-hmm. And without further ado, I would like to present our first category. Our first category of the evening is character we love to hate. We all know so many characters. We love them, we hate them, but mostly we love to hate them. And these nominees are nothing less than the worst of the worst. The nominees for the Percy Jackson Award for character we love to hate are Octavian, Luke, Jason,
you suck,
and Clarice. And the winner is Octavian.
Period.
So true.
So true. Truly, the one I was pulling for, honestly.
Yeah, this one was no surprise, and it was no small lead.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, I'm Owen from Through the Mist, and it is my honor to
to be here tonight to be presenting the award for Best Magical Creature. Each one of the nominees, in their own unique way, has shown us that through love, loyalty, and sacrifice, great heroes rise above the toughest of challenges and not allow their noble belief to be swayed by those who wish to cause harm. Therefore, it is my great pleasure to give you your nominees for Best Magical Creature. And the nominees are Blackjack, Rainbow, the Minotaur, and Bessie. And the winner for Best Magical Creature is Blackjack! Woo, yeah, what a Blackjack! Come here, come here, take your award, come here. Oh no, Blackjack, wait, wait, no!
All right, our next category is the Percy Jackson Award for Smallest Flop. As there were a lot of flops throughout these series. But this one gets the award for being the least terrible out of all of them. So the nominees were Lit, all of the non-Percibeth or Celangelo romances, Nico being outed, and Jason's Greek and Roman plotline. And your winner is all of the non-Percibeth and Celangelo romances. Very true.
Yeah.
Very real.
Except for Clarice and Selena, if you subscribe to that.
If you're a truther.
I'm a truther.
Absolutely.
And following in the stead of that category, our next award is for the biggest flop of the Riordanverse. Our nominees are Chiron losing campers in Trials of Apollo, Jason in general, Octavian catapulting himself to death, and the end of Heroes of Olympus. And the Percy Jackson Award goes to Octavian catapulting himself to death. Biggest flop.
Frankly, the one that most deserves that applause so far.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
I hope you applaud at home along with us.
Yeah,
you better. Too. Come on.
Hi, everyone. My name is Erin.
And I'm Manasa.
And we are the hosts of Camp Half Pod, a Percy Jackson podcast.
Percy Jackson is a series about mothers. Not all of them are necessarily good at mothering, but they're still iconic.
We are so honored to be presenting the Mother of All Awards, the Echidna Award for Most Mothering of All Mothers.
Our nominees tonight are Sally Jackson, Rhea, Gaia, and Medea.
And our winner of this award is
Sally Jackson.
Now, earlier I talked about a character we love to hate, but sometimes our feelings get the better of us. And we hate that we absolutely love a character. Some characters are bad, but sometimes you can't help but enjoy them. Those characters are as follows: Coach Hedge, Chiron, Leo, and Luke. And the winner of the Percy Jackson Award for character we hate to love is Luke Castellane.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. To all our fellow podcasters, whoever nominated Leo, I'm out for you. I was so glad my boy didn't win this one. I was literally so nervous.
Leo is such a divisive character.
Leo is such a divisive character, but I am in full support. So.
Me too.
Glad.
Good evening, Percy Jackson fans. My name is Erica Ito from Seaweed Brain Podcast, Tonight, we are honoring actors who have achieved singularity in absolute desire from the fandom. This is the category for actor we need to see in the Percy Jackson Disney Plus series. Nominees include Logan Lerman, Ryan Reynolds, Zendaya, and Rachel Zegler. And the award for actor we need to see in the Percy Jackson Disney Plus series goes to Ryan Reynolds.
Our next category is, I think, one that's been getting a lot of public attention. And we've seen some campaigns for this one in particular. The musical artist that embodies Percy Jackson and Friends the most. And the nominees for this one are Fall Out Boy, Hozier, Olivia Rodrigo, and Hilary Duff. Stiff competition. And the winner of the Percy Jackson Award is Hozier, which is so...
This is big news for the Ava community. This is tragic news for the Brayden community, who is really pulling for Hilary Duff.
Oh my God, this is big news for the Ava community.
On behalf of my community and the Hozier community, we are so grateful to accept this award. There was no doubt in my mind that we would win, but winning feels good regardless of you know, the confidence. I'll treasure this moment, I will.
Hello, my name is Elliot from the Never Me God Pod. My co-host can't be there because she's in another time zone. We all love to read Percy Jackson books, or at least I hope we do. And we all love to say, this one's the best, that one's the best. But for this category, we're not looking for any literary feats, which story arc is the best. We're only looking for pure enjoyment and personal bias. So, let's get into it. The nominees for favorite book that might not be the best book are House of Hades, Battle of the Labyrinth, Sun and Stars, and The Hidden Oracle. So, the winner of favorite book that might not be the best book is... Boom, 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 boom. Pause for dramatic effect. House of Hades, which I agree with. It's a really good book. And don't we all love Persebeth in Tartarus?
The next category is the winner of the reading challenge. So many characters in Rick Riordan's works are gifted with their vocabulary and their diction. However, tonight we are here to crown a winner. There is a best. There is a sassiest. The nominees are Percy, Leo, the Arrow of Dodona, and Meg. Stacked.
Stacked category.
And the Percy Jackson Award for the winner of the reading challenge goes to Percy Jackson himself.
You could make an appointment to see Mr. Kane. He's really good at talking to you.
I was thinking more like shoving Nancy in the nearest dumpster.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does.
You know, it makes perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. He's been there longer than all of these other, you know, and they all put up good fights.
He paved the way.
You can't out-sass per sassy.
Never.
You can't. He walked so they could all run.
Yeah.
He's also running, but...
He ran so they could all also run.
Well, hello there. You may recognise this British accent from the host, which is me, Fran of the Best Damn Camp podcast. Now, I am here to tell you all about this Medusa Award for the most cunt served by a monster. And, well, if there's anyone who knows anything about cunt, well, it'd be the one who's the most hated podcaster of the Percy Jackson world. And it's why it is my honour to present this award. Now, of course, we have to reflect on our nominees. While most of you will not have won, because there is only one winner, of course, we must acknowledge the cunt. And that is why our nominees were Electo, the Minotaur, Medea, and Kelly the Impuser. And, well, like I said, you couldn't all win cunt, but the one who is winning the Medusa Award for Most Cunt Served by a Monster is the murderous Medea. Congratulations, you are Queen Cunt. From one Queen Cunt to another, congratulations.
Our next category is character we hate to hate. Sometimes we hate a character and we can't help that we hate a character. And there's nothing that will change that fact ever. These people are Octavian, Chiron, Zeus, and Jason Grace. The winner of the Percy Jackson Award for character we hate to hate is Jason Grace.
And do you know, this one will be controversial. As we say it out loud, I can hear.
I know. This was a Zeus snub.
It absolutely was a Zeus snub. I was not expecting it to go this way, especially since some people on our social medias have been sharing sentiments of Jason support.
Yes, there are Jason defenders out there, and we say to you, we love him in the book that he passes away in.
There's also the idea that hating, the action of hating someone, is a double negative. We don't enjoy hating Jason. We wish we didn't.
Exactly. Yes.
But exactly. That is why he's deserving of this double negative award.
Very true. Very, very, very true.
Now, I would like to take a moment to present an honorary special award tonight, an award that we did not accept nominations for, because it is decided by a committee of one and there's a clear winner. Now, the Ava Award for Thank God You're Here in the Riordanverse in general goes to Stanley Tucci. Thank you so much for all you did in that movie. You will never be forgotten. And someday soon, I will watch your Searching for Italy show.
It is now time for me to present my honorary award. This honorary award is for something very close to all of our hearts in this podcast. We've spent a lot of time talking about it, thinking about it. There were a lot of contenders for this award that included bees, helicopters, The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, the Braden Award for most off-topic conversation on our podcast goes to the debate of the plurality of the word Cyclops.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I'm gonna say that was like most of the season. Like most of the season.
We consulted outside sources for that.
We did. We literally had to
ask. We had to call in an expert.
We had to call a friend. It was, oh my God, consumed our brains, minds, hearts. All right, it is now my moment to present my singular voting board award. And I think there were a lot of strong contenders. And I think that I've spoken about this a lot in our past episodes. But I just want to make sure it's mentioned again. The Neve Elizabeth Sherlock, I'm giving my full name, full government name for this. The Neve Elizabeth Sherlock Award for Deserves Better goes to Hazel. Because we haven't finished Trials of Apollo, but I'm pretty confident she will still be the winner of this after Trials of Apollo is over. My girl Hazel deserves better in this book series. She had so many opportunities to get cool storylines. They were always just sidelined for whatever reason. So I wanted to point attention to her. And her lost potential in this series. And I just wanted to give extra love. So that's my honorary pick.
Hello, speaking to you live and definitely in person is me, Andy, from Demigod Disasters Podcast. We all know that godly parents can be a bit questionable. For years at Camp Half-Blood, it seemed like you were lucky if they even acknowledged your existence, much less knew your name. Not to mention, when you did know who they were, most of the time they still did everything wrong, and needless to say, some people took that really personally. But who can blame them, right? If my life was in constant peril for years and I lost my mortal family some way or another, all because a god wanted a good time, I'd be pissed too. But hey, not all of them are bad, right? I mean, we know some of the gods are actually trying their best. Maybe they don't even have kids to neglect. I mean, they're busy being in multiple places at once while still giving you confusing riddles and not doing their own dirty work, but sometimes they try. Regardless of whether or not a god has kids, we've seen some of them actually be not awful. Some gods provide actually helpful guidance on quests, give their kids gifts, tell you some big realization about life, help their kids apply for college, and, you know, even turn their kid into a tree while dying. Well, some do better than others. Here are the nominees for Least Terrible God. Artemis. Demeter. Hestia. And Hephaestus. And the winner is Hestia! Thank you to all the Hestia lovers out there. You are single-handedly keeping godly ratings up. Thank you. Thank you.
Our next category is awarding something that I'm sure some of you don't feel deserve to be awarded. But they do exist as much as Rick would like to pretend they don't. So we're awarding the best moment of the movies. There are only three nominees for this category, because as we said, many do not believe they even deserve any recognition. But the three moments are the iconic, "This is a pen."
Only use it in times of severe distress.
This is a pen. This is a pen.
"Don't walk on my roof."
"What are you doing? Don't walk on my roof."
And the poker face scene.
"Why don't we stay here for a while?"
"That sounds like an amazing idea." "But..."
All of which, strong contenders. But the winner for the Percy Jackson Award of the Best Moment of the Movies goes to Logan Lerman's "This is a pen."
"This is a pen. This is a pen."
And you know, it was pretty iconic.
The one who started it all, frankly.
Yeah. It was
I don't know, guys. Not to start this course.
I do think this was a "Don't Walk on My Roof" snub.
It was. That's what I'm fucking saying. Don't walk on my roof.
To be fair, it was "This is a Pen's Year."
Yeah, it got traction.
This is more a career award.
Yeah. Yeah. It got traction on TikTok this year for sure. Like, it was big. So, congratulations.
Hi there, I'm Robert Gaber. You might know me as the Damn Meme Page.
Theater as we know it originated in Greece. The first plays were performed with one solo actor and a chorus of people who would help tell the story. They were performed in the Theater of Dionysus, which would come to explain why Mr. D wears Hawaiian shirts and exudes theater kid energy. When Rick wrote The Lightning Thief in 2005, I can't imagine he'd foresee that amongst the adaptations it would get, it would be a beloved musical. The following award is for the best moment of The Lightning Thief musical, as voted for by the fans. The nominees are The Son of Poseidon. Tree on the Hill. Bring on the monsters. And the squirrel.
Squirrel. Are you talking to a squirrel?
And the winner is Tree on the Hill.
There's a tree on the hill upon Half Blood Hill that watches over us. So
I'm here to present the best moment of the television series. Brand new, fresh, clean, beautiful Disney Plus television series. The nominees are The Olympus Scene.
I have a war to prosecute now. So when I say you may go, it means be grateful what it means.
Medusa.
He decided that I would never be seen again by anyone who would live to tell the tale.
Luke training Percy.
Clearly can't handle this on your own.
Thanks for demonstrating that.
Let's work on that disarm.
And Miss Sally Jackson.
What I taught you. Remember the stories I told you, especially the stories they will tell you.
No way.
Mom, I'm not leaving you.
Perseus.
And the winner for the best moment of the television series so far is Luke training Percy.
When am I ever going to use this?
Told you.
Look, come for me. I know.
Truly out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah, no, a really underdog win.
Sleeper hit.
Agreed.
Was not expecting this one.
Me neither. Happy for
you. But it was great. It was great. I just did think other moments would take it.
Luke training Percy ran a great campaign.
They did.
Agreed. Have to respect it.
They made us understand the value they were bringing and brought them up to the level of the competitors, you know?
Hi, everyone. I'm Phoebe.
And I'm Emily. And together we are Monster Donut, a Percy Jackson podcast.
It's no secret how much Emily and I love the Trials of Apollo series, as I'm sure every Percy Jackson fan does. In fact, I don't think it would be a reach to say the Trials of Apollo is widely regarded by all readers of the Roy Riordan-verse as Rick Riordan's best work.
It's also his most widely read of the three series. Am I right, Phoebe?
That is true. I can say with confidence that everyone listening right now has definitely read Trials of Apollo and surely has a favorite moment from the series.
And there are so many to choose from. How could we forget finding out Jason plays lacrosse?
Or Apollo rapping at the Queen of Ants.
And also the harrowing moment where Rick Riordan said, in my children's book, we will have our main character murder in cold blood another character who trusted him.
Yes, I'm genuinely shocked that Commodus's death is not on this list.
It's hard to even pick nominees for best moment of Trials of Apollo.
Among all of them, though, there were a few standouts.
And those are Reyna rejecting Apollo, Jason's final moment, Piper stabbing Medea, and Apollo's final message, and La La Land.
And the award for best moment of Trials of Apollo goes to Reyna rejecting Apollo.
Hello, I'm Gretchen from 2-ish, I think, episodes of Return to Camp. When The Last Hero was released in 2010, crazy, me and my fellow 9-year-olds were skeptical. But by the time Blood of Olympus dropped in 2014, and even now as a 22-year-old, the Heroes of Olympus series became a beloved and natural continuation of the world we grew up with. The nominees for Best Moment of Heroes of Olympus are Bob Says Hello, Hazel fighting Pacify, Percy tricks Phineas, and The Fall to Tartarus. And the winner is The Fall to Tartarus.
We've now entered the realm of the major awards. We know that these next five awards are what everyone's been waiting for. And I'm happy to kick that off with the Percy Jackson Award, Best Moment of Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The nominees are as follows. Percy carrying the sky. No one touches her. Rachel throwing her blue plastic hairbrush at Kronos. And the underwater kiss. And the award for the Percy Jackson best moment of Percy Jackson goes to No One Touches Her.
Excellent. Excellent. Strong contenders in all categories, honestly. This was a tough race.
It was. This is where it all began. These are all girls. These are the dolls.
These are the dolls.
Hello, I'm Darian.
And I'm DJ.
And we are the co-host of Muses of Mythology. On our show, we have the privilege of not only deep diving into the Orionverse books, but also the source material, the original myths, if you will.
Some of these myths throughout Rick Riordan's books have been excellently portrayed. Others could use a little touch up.
But this evening, we focus on the former.
Today, we have the opportunity of presenting you with the Return to Camp Half-Blood Award for Best Riordanverse Adaptation of a Myth.
The nominees include Valhalla Being a Hotel, The Labyrinth, Phineas and the Harpies, and The Sphinx.
And the winner of this year's Best Adaptation Award goes to The Labyrinth.
Woo!
Don't we love to see it? Very scary, very accurate.
Well done to The Labyrinth. You deserve this award entirely.
Please do not trap me inside of you.
Please do not trap me inside of you.
I know I use you to go to work.
What?
That's a little petty, but please do not trap me inside of you.
How long does it take you to work? You know, we have
don't
to just...
Don't be like Zeus.
Don't, no. Thank you so much. Enjoy the show.
Another big award. One of the biggest of the night is the Athena Award for Best Book.
Not to be confused with Favorite Book, which already happened.
Yes, this is the non-nostalgia tainted best book of the full series. And the nominees are as follows. The Last Olympian, Son of Neptune, Mark of Athena, and The Burning Maze. All amazing, amazing nominees. But the winner, there can only be one. Only one can take it home. And the winner, I am extremely glad to announce, is The Last Olympian. I could not be more excited when this result came to fruition. This is my girl, and I'm glad you all agree. She is the girl. So amazing.
You are the correct presenter of the
No, I'm literally like over the moon. Like, it is so exciting. I'm so glad that people agree. This is the girl. This is the book.
Personally, I am just happy that The Burning Maze was nominated.
Me too. Yeah, she deserves her flowers. And I think the two Heroes of Olympus books were also great. But that's my girl. And I'm so excited to say Last Olympian's taking you home. So exciting.
I am deeply honored to present this next category. This is a category very near and dear to my heart, as it is the category of the greatest slay of all, which frankly, we should all be striving to win this award every day.
That's incredible.
The nominees for the Percy Jackson Award for the greatest slay of all are
Nico murdering Bryce by turning him into a tongueless ghost. Annabeth throwing her knife in the river for Percy. Sally Jackson turning Gabe to stone. Selena leading the Ares cabin to the Battle of Manhattan. Stunning nominees. You all look beautiful. And the winner of the greatest slay of all is Annabeth throwing her knife in the river for Percy.
Yep. 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 Yep.
A moment. I would have been happy regardless.
No, me too. But this one I feel like really, I think that this result, you know, is very, very much embodies where the community's like heart lies, you know, and it's with Percy and Annabeth. Yeah. Like that is always going to be the greatest slay of all. And that makes sense.
It is my greatest pride and deepest pleasure to present to you all the final category of the night. The Return to Camp Half-Blood Percy Jackson Award for character we love to love. This is a character who means everything to the community. This is the best character in the Percy Jackson series, according to the community. And the nominees are as follows. Raina. Annabeth. Percy. Piper. And Grover. And the winner of the Return to Camp Half-Blood Percy Jackson Award for character we love to love is Piper McLean. Actually, sorry, I'm being told I read the wrong card. I'm so...
We're like four. Stop.
Oh my God.
I deeply apologize for my mistake here. I'm so sorry to the actual winner. The actual winner is Percy Jackson.
Percy Jackson, you won. Read the card. Percy Jackson, you won.
It is Percy Jackson, and we're very happy that Percy Jackson won, even though if we might have been excited if Piper won, but we are happy for Percy. It is his series and his awards. He is the leading winner of tonight with the most wins, actually.
Mm. I've seen a lot of stuff online about, like people are like, wow, the Percy Jackson, like, fan community is truly one of the only fan communities ever that just truly really loves their main character. And that is so true. Like, it is impressive, like, Rick, honestly, for Rick to make such an endearing main character, since main characters are normally just, like, you know, the narrator, like, who you see the world through, and you don't always necessarily have a huge connection to them in film, TV, series, like, book series, everything. So it makes a lot of sense. We just love our main character, I guess. And that's true.
In the end, Percy Jackson is why we're all here. The series and the character. Like,
yeah.
We all were 7-year-olds who picked up the Lightning Thief for the first time and went, is that me?
Oh, this kid gets it.
And this is a character who spoke to a generation who will be around forever and is speaking to new generations. That has been played by a number of actors who've all done a fantastic job. He has a special place in all of our hearts, and we're very happy that Percy Jackson is a big winner tonight in the Return to Camp Half-Blood Percy Jackson Awards in celebration of our 200th episode.
Yep.
So that's it.
That's all she wrote, folks.
That's 200 episodes.
Ah, so crazy.
So many.
So crazy.
Thank you all for listening, for attending the awards.
Yes.
Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to Through the Mist, Camp Half Pod, Seaweed Brain, The Demigod Pod, Best Damn Camp, Demigod Disasters, Robert the Damn Meme Page, Monster Donut, Gretchen D'Amato, and Muses of Mythology all for presenting awards tonight. We are so happy to have you, and even happier to call you our friends.
Yes, we're so glad we got the opportunity to cross paths and get to know you all. So wonderful.
Indeed. Very lucky. We're very lucky.
Yes. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for participating, for listening. For listening for 200 episodes, if you've been here, that's so sick. Thank you so much. Also sick if you're just tuning in for the first time for these awards.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning out.
Stay a while.
We listened to our stuff from 2020. Who knows what we said back then?
Oh, we're not that. No.
With that, that's all for this week, folks. Join us next week where we'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Going through the Trials of Apollo. It's fun. Make sure to follow us on our social media platforms if you wanna. We're on every platform that matters, at Return to Camp. We also have a Redbubble store, a coffee account, and a website that I'm sure you know about because you voted through it, www.returntocamp.com. Thank you so much for listening. Happy 200.
Happy 200. Woo!